Good morning, a Thursday morning. Back with us, Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, there's been quite a downtown revitalization going on in Oneonta, and we have another element here.
Yes, sir. You may remember that in the summer of 2016, the city of Oneonta was named one of the first communities statewide to benefit from Governor Cuomo's Downtown Revitalization Initiative, the DRI. The DRI targeted $10 million for Oneonta's revival. Since, there's been a lot of planning, a lot of studies, a lot of good ideas, but it's been 3 years. In the past year or so, as you can imagine, people have been getting a little itchy. Then, at the end of June, Mayor Gary Herzig had a big announcement. The city had enticed a father-son team from the Hudson Valley, a Ken and Sean Carney, to build a four-story building with 40-some artist lofts and 24 middle-income apartments in Center City. It's called the Lofts on Dietz. This really kick-starts transforming downtown Oneonta, the mayor said. Many of our listeners, David, are familiar with the Carneys. They've done almost 20 housing projects in the past 20 years, including several like this one, at Queen City Lofts in Poughkeepsie and the Lofts on Main and Peekskill. This one's a lot like West End Lofts in Beacon, which is renting right now. As you can see, 64 apartments, perhaps 100 people, a half block from Main Street, could really give the downtown a boost. Both colleges have gotten behind the project, and Hardwick plans to locate its Grain Innovation Center in space available for mixed use. As you know, David, no good deed goes unpunished. Two complaints were raised by members of the public. One group wanted the developers to ensure the building would use geothermal heat and guarantee a net zero energy outcome. Another group, including some merchants, objected that the lofts would be built on about a third of the existing Dietz Street parking lot, which, Mayor Herzig has studied this, is usually about a third empty. To cut to the chase, it's now a done deal. In the past few days, Common Council agreed to sell the land to the Carneys, and the City Planning Commission completed the seeker process and approved the site plan. It's a go, and construction should start in the spring.
So, Jim, what distinguishes these homes as homes for artists?
Well, I guess they're high ceiling, and there also is a studio space in the project. The whole idea of bringing together like-minded people, arts-focused people, will sort of enhance the creative process.
Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to read this story and much, much more. Jim, thanks.
Thank you, David.